What did it take to survive an ancient siege?
Why was the cult of Dionysus behind so many slave revolts in ancient Rome?
What's the tragic history and mythology behind Japan's most haunted ancient forest?
We're Jen.
And Jenny.
From Ancient History Fangirl. Join us to explore ancient history and mythology from a fun, sometimes tipsy perspective.
Find us at ancienthistoryfangirl.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, folks. Dominic here with a quick public service announcement. In a moment, you'll be hearing from Dr. Paweł Polkowski from the University of Warsaw in Poland. Dr. Polkowski is also involved with the Dakhla Oasis Project. This is a decades-long, multi-institutional project investigating the archaeological sites of Egypt's Dakhla Oasis. Dakhla is one of several large oases in the western desert on the borders of the Sahara. It has been settled for millennia and acted as a major outpost of the Egyptian kingdom, a trading post connecting the Nile Valley to Central Africa and much more. Over thousands of years, people living in Dakhla have created lasting and fascinating legacies. They even created some of the only surviving temples of Seth. Seth, or Sutekh, was the legendary antagonist of Egyptian religion, but he's a far more complex and interesting figure than many people realize. Folks living in Dakhla and the surrounding areas honored Seth as the lord of deserts, storms, and, naturally, the master of the oases. Seth protected travelers, allowing them to cross the deserts by foot or by donkey, and the temples to Seth are magnificent indeed. Anyway, the Dakhla Oasis Project needs your help. Since 2011, the project has experienced repeated difficulties obtaining clearance for excavation in the area. There are complex reasons for this, which Dr. Polkowski will touch upon, but long story short, archaeologists have experienced serious challenges and interruptions. This prevents them from returning to the area and excavating on a consistent basis. As a result, the project is in financial difficulty. Without regular digs and the results that come from those, the team has been unable to obtain reliable funding from their university partners or international organizations. So, they need your assistance. I will pass you over to Dr. Polkowski in a moment, but first, let me say. In 2014, I was privileged to join the Dakhla Oasis Project for a season of fieldwork. As a young postgraduate, just finishing my BA, I was able to learn the practicalities of archaeology beyond the classroom. I also contributed to conservation, documentation, and the publication of a Temple of Seth. Grand images of the god once adorned many sites in Dakhla. I was permitted to study artifacts of those temples and prepare drawings and records that wound up in publications. It was an incredibly valuable experience. I learned a lot at Dakhla. Even in 2014, we experienced challenges obtaining certain clearances to work in the area. Nevertheless, there was still much work to be done. I greatly enjoyed my time in Dakhla, and I would have loved to return had circumstances allowed. In the meantime, I implore you. If you are interested in or care about Egyptian archaeology, please consider donating to the fundraiser. Every donation, no matter how small, is a big help. So if you are financially able to assist, please consider doing so. I have put links in the episode description where you can read more about the Dakhla Oasis Project. And of course, the fundraiser is linked there as well. For those who choose to donate, there are various rewards available, including free books, Dakhla-themed souvenirs, a regular newsletter, and even a cookbook with local recipes. If any of that sounds interesting, please take a look. It would be a great help to an excellent project. That's all from me. I will see you very soon. Thank you for your time, and may the great god Seth, Lord of Dakhla, bless you from his temples.
Hi, my name is Paweł Polkowski, and I have the privilege of being responsible for the Dakhla Oasis Project, a truly unique archaeological endeavor. The project has been alive for nearly 45 years now, and its life history is full of important discoveries and achievements. I'm addressing you today because we're looking for help. Already for a couple of years, we have been prevented from continuing our research in Dakhla. Although our expeditions keep getting permissions from the Ministry of Antiquities, they're not getting the key security clearance from the Egyptian military. This hiatus in our work causes many problems, and not just those of scholarly nature. We own a deep house in the oasis, and the maintenance costs of it are a big burden on our shoulders. As long as we can't resume fieldwork, we don't have the necessary funding. For that reason, we have launched a crowdfunding campaign in the hopes of securing the project's finances for at least as long as we refuse to do research in Dakhla. In fact, it's our second call, as we had a similar campaign more than a year ago. That campaign helped us get through difficult 1.5 years. The current campaign will hopefully do the same until we get back on track. We're offering various rewards for donations, so please take a look in your free time. Perhaps you'll find something interesting for you or your friends. Every tiny bit of your help means the world to us. Thank you for hearing this, and I truly hope to see you in better time.